Welcome to the College Football Bros, the podcast full of useless information. And now, here are your hosts, Michael, Ryan, and Trey Newman.
Welcome to the College Football Bros podcast. I am Michael Newman, and I'm joined by the Pat Sajak of today's episode.
Oh, that's me, Ryan Newman.
And by the Steve Harvey.
I'll take it, Trey Newman.
All right, before we get to the episode, though, be sure to subscribe to our YouTube channel, because this weekend we're going to drop an episode where we discuss the news about a potential 12-team playoff in college football. We'll go through all the pros and cons and kind of give our final opinion as to whether we like it or not. So you can just search College Football Bros on YouTube to find us there. But this episode, we have three trivia competitions. So I'm going to host the first one, and then who's second?
Ryan,
then Trey?
Okay. Yeah, I'm second, yeah.
All right, so they're going to be different formats, different topics probably. We don't know what we're asking each other, obviously. So the theme of mine, which is news to you guys, is the group of five. So every question is about a team that is currently in a non-Power 5 conference. And my format is, it's kind of like a soccer shootout. So I have five questions for each of you. And this, they're going to start easy and get more difficult. Whoever gets the most questions right wins. And if you tie, then I've got one sudden death question. But Ryan, here's your first question.
Okay. Wow. Hello.
On October 17th, 2020, which UCF quarterback threw for 601 yards, the most in AAC history?
Dylan Gabriel.
That is correct. 601 yards, 5 touchdowns, and no picks.
That's a tough question to ask at this time of year. Like, it's been a while since we've seen.
I know. Sometimes you forget the obvious names.
Yep.
Do you know who it was against? It's not for any points or anything, but.
Wait, October what?
17th.
Because that really makes a difference.
Yeah, the 20th would have been.
Oh, if it's the 20th, I know for sure.
Well, you know, now I know it's conference, most likely. I'll go, golly gee. This is a conference.
I'm just going to just guess.
Memphis.
It is Memphis. There you go.
Ooh,
that wasn't worth anything. I don't know why I asked.
Bonus points, baby.
There you have it. No bonus points. You get 1 point there.
You don't need bonus points.
All right, Trey, your first question. Your first question, Trey. On November 28th, 2020, which Buffalo running back ran for 409 yards, the second most in FBS history? yeah, it's worth a little far removed from the season, obviously.
Jarrett Patterson.
That is correct. Yep, he also had 8 touchdowns in that game.
Yeah, our boy Ross was called.
That is right, Ross Tucker on the call. Okay, 1-1. Question 2 for you, Ryan. In 2016, which USF quarterback became the second G5 quarterback since 2000 to throw for 250 yards and rush for 200 yards in the same game?
USF?
That's right.
Quentin Flowers?
Nailed it.
Nice. Yeah.
Also against Memphis. Poor Memphis.
I'm surprised they came up with his first name. Honestly, I'm surprised I came up with him at all.
Me too. Like, obviously, we all know who Quentin Flowers is, but yeah, it's been a while, so. Question 2 for you, Trey. The last number 1 overall pick in the NFL draft from a G5 school was picked by the Kansas City Chiefs in 2013. He was an offensive tackle from which school?
Was it Eric Fisher, Central Michigan?
That's right. Yeah. Even got the name. There you go.
All right.
Mm-hmm. I figured the name was maybe even the easier part. I'm not sure, but
yeah.
2-2. And Ryan, question number 3 for you. Playing from 2008 to 2011, which quarterback and future 6th round pick by the Arizona Cardinals is the all-time leader in passing yards at San Diego State?
2008 to 2011, San Diego State quarterback.
Pretty funny since they've had such a bad run of quarterbacks play recently.
Yeah, this guy's actually 24th all time in college football history in passing yards.
What the shnikes?
Wow.
San Diego State. Why am I blanking on this guy? I'm going to hate myself after this.
You are. Regardless of whether you get it right.
Yeah, fair. It's like it's rising, but it's not coming to me.
Okay, I'm gonna 5, 4, 3, 2. Nope. Okay. Trey, it's not worth anything to you, but do you have it?
I don't have it.
It is Ryan Lindley.
Oh,
I don't hate myself that much.
Okay, all right. Yeah, yeah, he was in the league for a few years, but
yeah, he was.
Okay, that's... so it is still 2-2 then. And Trey, here is your third question. You got a chance to take the lead. In 1989, who became the first black quarterback to win the Heisman Trophy?
That would be Houston's Andre Ware.
That is correct.
Okay, good.
Ryan doesn't like that, but Trey takes the lead. He thought it was an easier question, I guess. But question number four for Ryan. Cincinnati joined the Big East in 2005. Which future Power 5 head coach coached the Bearcats at that time?
Which future Power 5 head coach? Oh, man. It's got to be... Has it been that long? I have the guy in my head, but I'm just trying to think if that was too early for him. 2005, you said?
2005.
I'm going to go Butch Jones.
That would be incorrect.
Dang it.
Big opportunity for Trey. But Trey, did you know it?
Is it Brian Kelly?
No, he was after. It was.
Even though it's Power 5, but yeah.
Or I guess Brian Kelly, I don't remember the timing, but it was Mark D'Antonio.
Oh, it was too early. Dang it. Yeah, too early.
Wow.
Should have got that one.
Yeah, so it was Mark D'Antonio, then Brian Kelly, then Butch Jones, then Tommy Tuberville, and now Luke Fickell. So a lot of notable names there.
Yep.
Okay, so Trey, you have a 3-2 lead, I believe, and here is your fourth question. This would clinch the victory for you. Who won the first four MAC championship games?
So just thinking out loud here, I know Central Michigan had a run. I know Northern Illinois had a run. Trying to gauge my timing here on when their first MAC championship. I'll just, it could be anyone. I'm just going to say Northern Illinois.
That's wrong. Ryan, who was it?
Marshall.
It was Marshall, yeah, okay, 97.
I was thinking about them. I'm like, this is a trick question. This is a trick question. Exactly. They're not in the MAC. I thought about that. Oh.
Yeah, 97 to 2000 with Chad Pennington for most of those, I think.
Gosh, I thought of that.
Okay, so Ryan is still alive. You're down 3-2, and we are in our final round of questions. You need to get this, Ryan. In the first ever CFP rankings in 2014, there was only one G5 team ranked. That team is from the AAC and has not made a bowl game since that year. Name the team.
Wow.
I don't know if that's common, but only one G5 team in the top 25. Maybe that is more common than I think, but
boy, I don't feel like it is. My immediate thought that just came to me was South Florida. But who else? Because I know there's a lot of those teams have certainly made bowl games. You know, the Memphises, the UCFs, the SMUs, Temples. South Florida, I think, is about the one that I think of that's just been hasn't been good. Maybe I'm forgetting somebody that might be obvious, but I'm not going to drag it out any longer. I'm going to go with South Florida.
Incorrect. You lose. That was a good guess, but Trey, do you have a guess for fun?
I'll say no, I don't have a guess.
Okay. East Carolina head coach Ruffin McNeil, quarterback Shane Carden, and they ended up, I think, losing like four of their last six or something like that. So not a real notable team.
I want to say they
beat
Virginia Tech that year.
They did. They beat Virginia Tech. They beat North Carolina. They put up 70 on North Carolina.
Wow.
Their only loss at that point was like a close loss at South Carolina, I think. So anyway, Ryan wins. But Trey, we'll give you your last question.
No, I lose.
I mean, sorry, Ryan loses.
I can't.
I'm just
even when
memory.
I win, I don't even get the credit.
Sorry, oh man. Man. Only one team that is currently in a G5 conference has ever been ranked number one in an AP poll. It happened in 1950 for which school? So isn't that crazy? Of all the teams that are currently yeah. G5, only one has ever been ranked number one. AP poll, so, at least.
Yeah. So would that be Navy?
No. Which makes me question, did I read the whole list correctly? But the answer was SMU.
Oh, yeah.
As we get to our next, maybe I'll double check that, but I didn't think, I thought I looked through the whole list. The AP poll goes back to 1936, and I didn't think I saw Navy on the list, so.
Yeah, that's fair.
I mean, after 1950, it would be.
And it's crazy. I wouldn't have said SMU that early. Obviously, yeah, later. No. Later, I would have, yeah. But not 1950. Well, good for
yeah. No, that's probably
the,
right because
good for the Mustangs.
Those Navy Army is probably faded in the
Army has been 27 times they've been number one, but they're were, independent they now, independent. So they're not G5. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And Navy, as I look, I do not see them on the list. So apologies if I just missed them, but I don't think so.
All right, no, that's. I wouldn't have got SMU at that with 1950, so.
All right, who's Ryan, your turn to be the host now?
It is my turn, yes. Alrighty. Welcome to Ryan's game.
We should have named our trivia shows. I'm going to call mine the Michael Newman shootout.
Okay. Ryan Newman roundabout.
Okay.
All right. I don't really have a theme per se. It's about college football, though.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Yeah. Just FYI. So it's kind of where it's, I guess it's almost like a sporkle. I guess it's like sporkles, right? Where I'm going to give you like a topic. There'll be like 13 answers, and you're going to have 3 minutes to come up with as many of the 13 as you can. There's no, you know, it's okay to guess wrong teams. So, and then we'll do two rounds of those. One question will have 13 answers, and the next one will have 7. Your points will be just however many teams you get right on each question. So of the two rounds, you'll add up how many teams you get. Winner wins. Okay. So, one of you guys is going to have to go first, and then the other who is not going will have to take out their ear pod so they cannot hear what's going on. So I'm going to go, Trey, why don't you go first? Michael, you will be off away from us, and I'll wave at you when we want you to come back.
Okay.
Go talk
bye, everybody.
Go talk with your lovely
Godspeed
wife.
For the podcast. I hope there's no technical difficulties while I'm gone.
Oh, true. Good point.
Bye.
All right.
Here we go.
All right. Well, let's just really milk this, Trey, you know, just so keep them off air, you know.
Yeah, that's right. It's just our show now.
All right. All right. So the first question. Well, I'll do one at a time. All right, okay. So that way you'll know where we stand after the first one. So, once I finish asking you the question, you're going to have 3 minutes, all right, mm-hmm. to come up with it. And there's 13 of them. So there are 13 teams that have made a bowl game every year or that made a bowl game every year in the 2010s. 13 teams made a bowl game every year in the 2010s. How many of those 13 can you name?
All right. So I'll start with Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
Clemson.
Yep. Yep.
Ohio State.
No.
Yeah, they had that 1 year. Notre Dame. No, they had a 4-8. No. Oklahoma.
Yes, that's 3.
Texas.
No.
Oh, they had a bad year. Yeah. Let's go Florida.
No.
Wow. Okay. Michigan.
No.
Whoa.
I know, right? Some big names don't have.
Let's go. I'm going out west. Let's go. Wait, it's any school, right? Like mm-hmm. not just Power 5. So Boise State.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's 4.
Okay. Let's go. I said Oklahoma. What about Oklahoma State?
That's 5.
What about, did I say Clemson?
Yeah.
Okay.
You said Alabama, Boise State, Clemson, Oklahoma, and Oklahoma State.
Okay. Oregon.
No.
Wow. Virginia Tech.
Yes, that's six.
Okay.
You got a minute and 10, minute and 15 seconds
okay.
left.
Okay. Michigan State.
No.
Wisconsin.
Yes, that's seven.
What about Iowa?
No.
Okay, let's go. Georgia.
Yes, that's eight.
LSU.
Nine.
Miami? No.
No.
Bad year. North Carolina.
45 seconds.
Georgia. What about... Oh, man. Did I say LSU? Yeah.
Yep. 30 seconds.
Georgia, Clemson, Ohio State, Alabama, Indiana. Oh, I'm talking quiet. Let me see. Indiana. No, that wouldn't be. Michigan, Michigan State, Iowa State. No. Texas A&M.
That's 10. You got 10 seconds.
I ran
out. Five, four, three. Two.
I don't know.
One. Boom. All right. I was 10. 10 out of 13. All right. Okay, All right. I'll wait to tell you the answers at the end, just because maybe the listeners can still kind of go with Michael here.
All right.
All right. Hear me, Mike?
Oh, okay. Peace. I'm back.
All right. You're back. All right. So Trey got 10 out of 13.
Okay. I don't know if that's good or not, but it's probably good. Okay. Well,
you'll see. Okay, so after I finish reading you the topic, you're going to have 3 minutes to get as many of these as you can. All right, and there's 13 possible choices. In the 2010s, there were 13 teams that made a bowl game every year. Name those 13 teams. Ready? Go.
Okay, Alabama.
One.
Florida, Georgia, USC, Georgia. Texas, Oklahoma, Washington, Oregon.
Washington.
Ohio State, Penn State, Michigan State. Let's see. We got Virginia Tech, Florida State.
Virginia Tech is five.
Clemson.
Yeah. Six, Clemson.
Auburn. I should have gone more methodically here, but... Ole Miss, Alabama, Georgia, I already said those. Florida State, I said those. South Carolina, we got Boise State, UCF.
Seven,
Boise State. Texas Tech, Texas A&M, Oklahoma State, Iowa.
Nine.
Iowa State.
Oklahoma State.
Let's see, I'm really just throwing out teams. G5, we got UCF, Memphis, Cincinnati. We got, what other conferences do we have? Big 12. Yeah, I said Oklahoma. Kansas State. Baylor. Let's see.
Minute and a half.
Okay. Cal. Stanford. UCLA. Arizona State. Colorado, Utah. Utah State. Mountain West, San Diego State.
10, San Diego State.
What other conferences do we have? Let's go through the Big Ten. Minnesota, Wisconsin.
Did you say Wisconsin before?
I don't know. I might have. Let's see. ACC, so. We got...
11, yeah.
Let's think G5. Mountain West, Mac, Marshall, Northern Illinois, Toledo. Sunbelt, Apple, no...
45 seconds.
Oh, boy. USF. No. Tennessee. No. LSU.
There you go. 12. You didn't say LSU yet.
Okay.
Missing one.
Hmm.
20 seconds.
Hmm. I'm drawing a blank. Wyoming. I don't know. Am I missing a good one? Ohio State. Am I missing? Let's see.
10 seconds.
I want to get them all. Boston College.
Five, four.
I don't know. Three, I don't two, know. I can't think of any teams. North Carolina.
Boom. No.
NC State.
Mississippi State was the last one.
Oh, I wouldn't have guessed them. Yeah, I guess Dan Mullen makes sense.
The one I regret is Washington, and I thought about them in my head, but I'm like, no, they had a bad year.
I guess I 2011, just, I think. Or
you
wait.
Just gotta just, you
when
just
did
gotta
they go 0-11?
It's like 2009 or 8.
I think
or
it was like right before the 2010.
Right before Sark. And,
I apologize to the list. Did my yelling out teams sound just like Trey, or was he more thinking about good teams to throw out?
He was definitely more methodical.
I was like, yeah, I was trying to get the answer. Instead of Sporkle, you just type them all out.
I just threw the kitchen sink.
Yeah.
I named Vanderbilt. I'm going to shorten the second question a bit.
I just...
Okay.
Just a touch.
But that was good, Michael.
Okay.
Can I go first?
12 to 10, and we can have Michael go first. All right, so go ahead, Trey. You can leave the building.
That's right, loser. Get out of here. You suck. Yeah.
The worst brother, anyways. All right.
Clearly.
Okay, Michael. The second question is, there are 13 teams that have played in the Rose Bowl.
I thought there were seven. I thought there were seven teams. What happened there?
Well, yeah, you know, I'm a little curveball here.
Okay.
Just for, you know, you did so well in the first one, thought, hey, make it a little more challenging.
All right, fine.
All right, here we go. So 13 teams that have played in five or more Rose Bowls. Giddy up.
Okay.
Minute and a half.
Washington, Oregon. Washington mm-hmm. State, Oregon State. Are any of those right?
You got Washington and Oregon.
Okay. Yep. Cal, Stanford. Well, I'm just going to save you. I'm going to name the rest of the Pac-12, but USC, UCLA.
Fair.
Colorado, Utah, Arizona State.
Okay. Pac-12 covered.
Okay. Fair enough. Going to the Big Ten. It's a little harder for me, but Ohio State, Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
Penn State, Indiana, Illinois.
Not one of them, surprisingly.
Okay. Illinois.
Illinois, though, yeah.
Wisconsin, Iowa, Minnesota, Michigan State, did I say?
Yes. Yep. Okay. So you're missing one team.
One team. Who am I missing from the Big Ten?
I didn't say it had to be the Big Ten.
Well, good point. Five. Okay. Oh, that was a little bit of a hint. Alabama, Clemson.
You got it, Bama.
Okay. That's a little unfair, but it was only one, so.
Yeah, there you go. All right. You got it under the time. All right. That was a minute and 10 there, so you're good. All right. So that was 13 for 13. Now Trey can't beat you.
Good point.
Poor Trey.
Yep.
All right. All right.
Let's bring Trey back. Give him the news.
All right, Trey.
Okay.
Good news.
What's that?
You can't win.
Oh, all right. That's tremendous.
All right. Okay.
I'll still look like a fool. I want to do that anyways.
All right. So there are 13 teams that have played in at least five Rose Bowls. Can you name those 13?
Okay. I'll say Washington.
Yep.
Stanford.
Yep.
USC.
Yep.
UCLA.
Yep.
I will say Ohio State.
Yep.
Michigan.
Mm-hmm. You got the top six.
Okay. What about Wisconsin?
Yep. Top seven.
All right. Now we're getting scared. Iowa.
Yep.
Okay. What about, I said Washington, what about Cal?
Yep. 30 seconds.
Okay. Shoot. Who else? So Michigan State, Purdue, yep. Iowa, Big Ten, Wisconsin, Minnesota?
Nope. 15 seconds.
Ohio State, Michigan State, Purdue. Penn State?
Nope.
Oh, they've been recent. Wow.
Five, four, three, two, one. All right. I kind of lost track with you there, but I know you missed Illinois.
Oh.
Alabama was the one that was outside of the conferences.
And that Ryan kind of gave me a hint on that one because I was like, what other Big Ten teams are there? He's like, does it have to be Big Ten?
Yeah. I mean, Alabama, they just got there last year.
But and I didn't hear you say Oregon. Maybe I was wrong, but I didn't hear you say Oregon.
Did I not? Oh, that's weird. I went down the coast and I skipped over Oregon.
I think so. Yeah, because I didn't hear you. Because you got like the top ones like right out of the gate. You were picking.
I should have just rapid fired the team names.
That's what I did.
I get so like set thinking about the teams. But
your accuracy was way better than mine.
Yeah,
that's for sure. Yeah, I should have just listed them. So Michael's Alabama more. Was the non mm-hmm. Big Ten Pac 12. Okay.
Yep.
Well, I wouldn't have got that.
Penn State was four. So four.
Got it.
What was the? There's another. Team that is at four that was not from the Big Ten or Pac 12. Anyway, I guess. Otherwise, like, that's it. Anybody that's played three or more is that. There's only two.
Georgia?
This one's weird.
That's a weird one?
Yeah, it's a weird one. It's Duke-ish.
North Carolina?
Nah, it's Pittsburgh.
Oh. Whoa.
Pittsburgh. Interesting.
Right?
Random.
I thought I was weird. They're at four. They have the same as Penn State. It's like, what?
Weird.
Very weird.
I mean, I know Penn State went late, but still. All right.
That's a good. That's all a right, good Mike. Fact, though, that Pitt and Penn State have the same amount of Rose Bowl appearances.
Oh, yeah, true. Yeah.
Or Pitt has more? Or no, the same? You said
no. They have the same.
They're okay. The same.
They both have four.
All right, Trey, you're the host.
All right. So mine is a potpourri of questions and styles. We're going to have a couple rounds and we'll tally your points. And obviously whoever has the most at the end wins. They're all just going to be 1 point until maybe the last one. We might actually do a little gambling on it. But so round one, I'm going to give you guys three random clues about something related to the school. And you have to guess that college. Ryan, you will go first.
Okay.
So here are your three very random clues. Jackass the Show, Smoky Mountain Range, and Home Sweet Home. All three of these have something to do with the school. So Jackass the Show, the Smoky Mountain Range, and Home Sweet Home. Not easy.
No. Smoking on. I don't know. Wow, that's toughy. Jackass the Show. I have no clue what that.
If you Smoky get Mountain. Like so if you just because if you know one of the clues, it'll apply. So.
Oh.
They don't all three like mend together. I mean, they all three individually will lead to it, but so will each one.
I mean, Smoky Mountain's the only thing I can think of with Tennessee. That's the only thing I can. I'll go Tennessee.
You got it.
Okay, Smoky Mountain's is the only thing I knew.
I went with Johnny Knoxville from Jackass.
Yeah, that was the clue that did it. That cemented it for me.
Smoky Mountain, yeah, and then Home Sweet Home in Rocky Top, but the song. So, well done. So you got the Smoky Mountain part. Okay. All right. That's so Ryan, you've got a point. So Michael, your first few clues here is a rock, strong people, and had a coach that was a head coach at three Pac-12 schools.
Well, the first thing I thought with a rock was Boulder. So I'm trying to see if I can get the other clues. What was the second clue?
Strong people.
Not sure I know what that one is, but then the last one, a coach that was a head coach at three different Pac-12 schools. I mean, Rick Neuheisel, I guess he was Colorado and Washington and UCLA, I believe. So I will go Colorado.
You got it. And strong people, I was going for Buff.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
These are a stretch. Some of these are a stretch.
Yeah. I did think Buffalo, and then I was like, nah,
I
don't know.
Thinking Miami because The Rock went there. Dennis Erickson. Maybe.
Oh, okay. That could have.
People were at the beach flexing their muscles.
Wow. You almost got there. That would have been controversial. Okay, so
that counts.
You guys each got one.
I like those. That was a good round, though. I like that, Trey.
Well, we're doing, you guys each get one more of these.
Okay.
So Ryan, an alum of this school gave up everything for Ricky Williams, Three Rivers, and the 1976 Heisman winner.
Yeah, that's gotta be, that's gotta be Pittsburgh.
What makes you say that?
Everything.
Okay, okay. Very good. All right, maybe that was too easy. You got it. Ding, ding, ding. Pitt. Very good.
Three and that, Rivers, that alum was... Yeah.
1976 was Tony... Mike Ditka, very good. Not a lot of people might know that. And then Tony Dorsett was 1976. Okay, Michael, you've got Flowers Do This, one of their best players threw a touchdown in the Super Bowl, and Gene Hackman.
Okay. Gene Hackman might get it for me. And best players throwing a touchdown, it's got to be a not a quarterback, I would think, because that would be notable. So maybe Antoine Randall-El could have been that. Gene Hackman's in Hoosiers. What was the first clue again? Oh, Bloomington. Okay, Indiana.
Well done, you guys. You guys swept that. All right. Maybe I didn't make them hard enough.
I mean, they were fun to think about, though, so I liked it.
Yeah.
I would have got the Rock Miami. That one, I would have guessed Miami. I would have got that.
That's true. Okay, so just so happened it. You guys got the right question. So 2-2, moving on to the second round here, and this is going to be true or false on rivalry games. And so we'll just keep the order. Ryan, the most played FBS rivalry game is Wisconsin and Minnesota. True or false? These are tough. True or false? Minnesota leads the all-time series 62-60-8. Splitting hairs, I know. It's tough.
What's the true or false thing that I'm asking? That if they lead?
True or false? Minnesota leads the all-time series. You're basically saying, is it Minnesota or Wisconsin? This would be very difficult to know off the top of your head, but there will be a bonus question on this. And the bonus question is, what's the name of the rivalry?
Oh, okay. So,
true or false, Minnesota leads the series 62-60. And then the bonus question is, what's the name of this rivalry, Wisconsin and Minnesota?
Okay. I believe Wisconsin leads the series. So I'm going to say it's false. I guess that's what I have to say, right?
Okay, so you got that. They now are in the lead because they've won 16 of the last 17.
Oof. Right. I remember a couple of years ago where they passed them or whatever, but yeah.
Okay, so that's good. And then your bonus 1 point is, what's the name of the rivalry?
Oh, the Paul Bunyan axe, right?
All right, very good. So it was crazy. This is the most played FBS rivalry. It's the fourth most played overall in college football. Lafayette and Lehigh have played 156 times compared to Wisconsin, Minnesota, 130.
Wow.
All right. So, Ryan, you did very well there. Michael, your turn. Auburn and Georgia is the most played SEC rivalry. True or false, Georgia leads the all-time series 61-56-8.
I mean, to me, it just feels like historically Georgia's better, so I guess I'll just say true.
That is true. Georgia currently has a 4-game win streak, so that's helped them here. Mm. Bonus, what is the name of that rivalry?
When you started asking Ryan about rivalry, I'm like, I'm so bad with these things. Auburn, Georgia. What are they playing? It's obviously a huge rival. What are they playing for?
It doesn't have to be like a trophy.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be a trophy.
What's the name of the rivalry?
I'm sorry, college football fans, that this is not off the top of my head knowledge.
This one doesn't get mentioned a whole lot.
I know there's like that, I think Georgia Tech is the clean old fashioned hate or whatever it is.
Oh yeah.
What is this one?
You're right. They definitely don't talk about it probably as much as Paul Bunyan's axe, so this was a little harder question.
It is.
Do you know it, Ryan?
No, I don't. That's why I know it's harder.
you thought you were going to get away with like, oh yeah, he sounds like he knows it.
No, I
I'll just say, I don't know, the Dixie rivalry. I don't know.
Not bad. No, it's called the Deep South's oldest rivalry.
Ah, I was thinking South too. I was thinking something. Is there South in there? But no.
Yeah, okay. It's not like, because it's weird. It's not a trophy game, or at least that's not the name. So, Paul Bunyan acts, I guess, a little more famous. All right, we're gonna do another true or false here as well. There's no bonus, but Ryan, SMU and TCU play a crosstown rivalry, and this year they will play for the 100th time. True or false, they play for the old oaken bucket.
Oh, man. Old oaken bucket.
It's not ringing a bell for me. I don't know why. I'm going to have to go false because I just haven't heard of that. False.
Well, there you go. You backed into it. It's false. They actually...
yeah, okay.
Michael, do you know what they play for?
Wait, I didn't hear the two teams. I zoned
out. It's SMU and TCU.
SMU and TCU. I'd have to think really hard and maybe don't even know it, so tell me.
Yeah, it's the Iron Skillet. The battle for the Iron Skillet. The old oaken bucket is actually Indiana and Purdue.
I was going to say teams up north, but okay.
Yeah. But TCU leads that series 51-41-7. All right. So, Ryan, you got that by backing into that. Michael, LSU leads the rivalry against Arkansas 42-22. True or false, they play in the battle for the Golden Boot?
I mean, Louisiana is shaped like a boot, but Arkansas is a different state. I guess I'm just going to say, I don't know. I'm just going to say false.
Oh, you had it. Oh, it's true. Because Arkansas is right on top of LSU, of Louisiana.
Together, they're a boot. Boot.
Kind of helps contribute to a boot.
Yeah, so it shapes like a boot. You had the first part.
Oh, well.
Okay, so now Ryan is up 5-3, but we have one last round. And you wager. There's three categories, and you're each going to get one question in each. So you can wager 3 points, 2 points, 1 point. The categories are Heisman Trophy, bowl games, and national champions. The questions are the same regardless of what you wager. So whatever you might think you might feel.
So if I'd have to correlate, say, hey, I'll do three for bowl games and...
two for Heisman, one for national champions.
Okay.
Anyone you want, but just let me know. We're gonna do Heisman first. So
okay.
You can decide what you want to wager on the Heisman.
All right. Give me a two.
Okay.
I'm going first, right?
Yes. All right. There are 11 schools that have won three or more Heismans. Which of these have not won three? So I'm going to list off four schools. Which of them have not won three? Auburn, Florida State, LSU, or Florida?
Oh yeah. Auburn, Florida State, LSU, or... okay, so I got to jot these down.
That's right. Auburn, Florida State, LSU, and Florida.
It's hard for me. It's way easier if I look at it. All right. I'm gonna show you guys. So I'm, okay, Florida.
I trust you.
I believe that you're not cheating.
LSU.
Florida State and Auburn.
Florida State, Auburn. Okay.
And one of those has not won three.
All right. Okay. Think about this one here. Florida's got... ooh. They got Tim Tebow, and they got Steve Spurrier. Dude, it might be Florida. LSU, okay. Rats. That's harder than I thought. Dang. All right, Auburn, Cam Newton.
Yeah, it's not easy. I just didn't know if one jumped out.
Boy, who am I? Now I'm thinking Auburn. Who would Auburn have had one three times? I know. Yeah, that's tough. Wait, is Michael going to get a different question? He's not going to get the same question,
this is
right?
Only, yeah, no, okay. This is only you.
I'm not talking it out and saying, Cam Newton, this, that. Okay. rats. I don't want to like sit here all day thinking these through.
You got a 25% shot.
Yeah, 25% chance. I am going to go with Auburn.
That is incorrect.
Oh, dang it.
It was actually LSU, which had only had Billy Cannon, I guess, before Joe Burrow. So LSU was the only one without three, because Florida had Werfel. That was the one you were missing.
He did the year after. I was thinking I was going with it. My bad.
Yeah. Ball. All right. So individually, that was really hard to get. I just didn't know if one would jump off the page with Joe Burrow. So, okay, no problem. Mm. Michael, what do you wager on the Heisman category?
I was going to do 3 points. So, yeah, I'll stick with that.
Okay. In the past 20 years, since 2000, 2001, there have been 4 non-quarterbacks to win the Heisman. Can you name them?
4 non-quarterbacks last 20 years. Okay. We got Mark Ingram. We got Devontae Smith. We've got... Now I get confused. So it's got to be 2 more running backs.
In the last 20 years, so since like 2001. And you've said Devontae and Mark Ingram right now.
I'm not sure what Pat Sajak would say in this moment.
Right now my brain is just going dead. Yeah, I'm trying to remember, did Trent Richardson also win the Heisman? My brain is somehow forgetting whether he won it or not. I'll say Trent Richardson.
No.
Oh, I'm stupid.
It's funny when I freezes. when I did this question, I didn't even think about
it.
It's
your boy. Your boy.
Oh, well.
Reggie.
Oh, Reggie Bush. Yeah. Yeah.
And Derrick Henry.
Derrick Henry. Okay. I knew I was missing an Alabama running back.
You know, well, when I thought of it, I was thinking, okay, if you get Mark Ingram, you're probably going to get Derrick Henry. And I totally forgot about Trent Richardson.
No, so. I should have got Derrick. It's just, I failed.
Yeah. It seems easy when you ask it, but it's obviously a difficult one.
It's hard to come under the pressure.
Yep.
I know.
I succumbed to the pressure.
Well, I feel like I should.
He got Ingram and Smith right away. Okay. Yeah. That's okay. We got 2 more. It's still 5-3. Ryan, so the next one is going to be bowl games. What do you wager on bowl games? You can do 1 or 3.
1.
1. Okay. Who is the title sponsor of the Peach Bowl?
Wait, now?
Yeah.
Oh, it's got to be... My immediate thought is Chick-fil-A. Maybe that's what it was, and now they switched it. I think it's... I don't know. It's the only thing that makes sense to me. I'm going Chick-fil-A. Peach Bowl.
You got it. Very good.
Okay.
I don't know. So you got 1 point.
No, I would have been concerned, Michael, there too. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm like, it's immediate. So Michael, you know it, but
Michael, no matter what you do, you have if you get them both right and then Ryan gets his last one wrong, you can tie him. All right. So what do you wager? It really doesn't matter, but since you got to get them both on bowl games.
Okay. I'll wager 1.
Okay. Who is the title sponsor of the Sugar Bowl?
Oh, boy. Well, I feel like it used to be Nokia, and I feel like Allstate is ringing a bell right now. Sugar Bowl. I don't think I'm going to come up with a better guess, so I'll just go Allstate.
You got it. Yeah. Very good.
All right.
You got the previous one, Nokia, or I don't know if it was... Most famous. Okay, last question. Ryan, you got 3 points here. If you get it, you win. On national champions. All right. Since 2001, there have been 5 non-SEC teams to win the national championship.
All right.
Now, this is tough. I
name 5?
Can you? Yeah.
Texas, USC, might be Clemson.
Well, let's see if you can do it.
Texas, USC, Clemson.
Oh, wait.
Ohio State.
There's been 1, 2, 3, 4. I said it wrong. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. There's been 6. Can you name 5? Yeah.
Oh,
since the year 2000.
Correct. Since 2001, there have been...
I think I named four already.
Sorry, you said who?
I said Clemson, USC, Texas. I'm gonna put Florida State in there. I'm gonna put Miami in there.
Very good. Yeah, I think you're gonna get them all now. You're one away. You said
I forget
counting the year 2000. Does it count that?
No. Yeah, oh, sorry. It's not. It's 2001 is what I said originally. Okay.
So Miami, it's
the last 20 USC. Years. Because yes, Michael, like you, 2000 would be Oklahoma, mm-hmm. but 2001.
Yeah.
So Miami. You've said USC, Texas, Florida State, Miami, and Clemson. There is one other non-SEC team to win the national title in the last 20.
Yeah, you said Ohio State.
There you go. Very good.
Oh,
okay. That's very okay. good. Very good. You got them. That's good.
Like, yeah, 2000 was. I was wondering if I was going to go.
Sorry, no. Very, very good. All right. Just for grins, Michael, in the poll era, so since 1936, there have been seven schools to win five or more national titles. Can you name four of them?
So since been what seven year, sorry? Schools,
1936, so the poll era, there's been seven that have won five or more. Can you name four of them?
Okay. USC,
mm-hmm.
Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
Nebraska.
Mm-hmm.
And Oklahoma.
Very good. Can you keep going? You've got your four. There's three more.
How about Ohio State?
Yep, they got six.
And
you got two more.
Two more? I don't think Texas has done that. Although
that's correct.
Okay. I wouldn't think Michigan has done that. They have won very few, unless they did it really early.
Nope.
Notre Dame.
There's two. Maybe. Yep, there you go. So now there's one that has five, tied with Nebraska.
How about...
It's more of a recent-ish.
What about Miami?
That's good.
That was real done. Really well.
Wow.
All right.
You didn't miss one.
That's, I made up for thinking Trent Richardson won the Heisman.
Now that I think back, Trent Richardson's not the worst guess. So
it's a pretty bad guess. I mean, I should know.
I mean, well, you just think of the Alabama running back.
I knew there was another Bama running back, and I just couldn't. I was like Eddie Lacy, and I just kept naming guys, and I'm like, I don't think they won it. I didn't come up with
it. It's pretty funny though. Of the four or whatever it was, three of them are Alabama guys. And then Reggie Bush.
Mm-hmm.
So
yep. I don't count. But Reggie's. I mean, it doesn't count. He got it taken away.
Yeah, fair enough. So it was 9-7. I think I got here or whatever it was, but it could have gone either way. Very good, very good, guys.
Hey, we all won a game.
Hey, we did.
Wow.
Yeah,
we did.
That is worked that out. Right?
Kind of one big tie. You know what they say about ties? They're like kissing your brother. So
well, here we are.
Here we are.
Yeah. Yeah, you guys are together down there, so go for it.
Okay. Anyway, thanks for listening to the College Football Bros podcast. I hope you liked this trivia episode, the format. Again, be sure to check us out on YouTube for our thoughts on a 12-team playoff. That episode will come out sometime this weekend. So, again, thanks for listening. See you next time.
You've been listening to the College Football Bros. If you have any questions for the next podcast, email them to collegefootballbros@gmail.com. To keep up with the brothers on social media, like them on Facebook at College Football Bros, follow them on Instagram at College Football Bros, and for their commentary on Saturdays, follow them on Twitter at CFB Bros. Thanks for listening.